Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The provision of health services is a critical and significant mission within each branch of the U.S. military, as well as an integral part of the U.S. Department of Defense's military health system. The military health system provides comprehensive medical capability to military operations, natural disasters, and humanitarian crises, and ensures the delivery of health care to all DoD service members. With us today to discuss the efforts and successes of the military health system is our very special guest, Ellen Embry, Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs within the U.S. Department of Defense. Ellen, welcome back to our show. It's a pleasure having you again.
Well, thank you very much.
Also joining our discussion is Terry Ergens, IBM's Military Health Practice Leader. Terry, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Ellen, to provide some context and sense of scale, could you tell us a bit about health affairs, including perhaps how it's organized, size of your overall budget, the number of full-time employees, and perhaps a bit about the geographical footprint?
Sure. The Office of Health Affairs is a small staff office in the Pentagon, but it has oversight responsibility and budget roles for the entire military health system. And that military health system has one overarching mission, and that's to provide optimal health services in support of the nation's military mission, anywhere, anytime, across the globe. Today, the Military Health Services provides over 9.4 million beneficiaries health care, including retired military personnel and their families, in addition to providing force health protection and family support. The military health system also provides humanitarian assistance at home and abroad, anywhere, where required and requested, as well as providing world-class medical education, training, and research. In addition to providing and assuring a fit and healthy and protected military force, our goals also include reducing the rate of death to as low as possible, also to reduce injury and disease during military operations. Further, we are absolutely engaged in ensuring superior follow-up care, and that includes transitioning that care to the Department of Veterans Affairs. We also are fully engaged in prevention, assuring that we have a healthy and resilient group of individuals within our beneficiary population. And finally, to ensure that we have the highest quality of care at the lowest possible cost to the taxpayer.
So that's a very critical and a very broad mission. So with this overview, tell me more about your specific responsibilities in performing the duties of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs.
Well, as the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, the job of this position is to be the principal staff advisor to the Secretary of Defense on all military health matters. Additionally, it is the responsibility of this position to develop health policy for the department, including the military departments and the Surgeons General who execute that policy across the system. In that role, it is my responsibility with them as my partners to oversee how the programs and policies are implemented and to make appropriate adjustments, not only in the programs and policies, but in the budget and the execution of those programs. It is also my responsibility to coordinate how the leadership perceives gaps in capability and needs for improvement, and I'm responsible for coordinating that care. And lastly, to have a direct responsibility and relationship with the senior leaders in the TRICARE Management Agency, which is the operational arm for our largest headquarters type of activity. It includes major contracts for managed healthcare networks that supplement the military treatment facilities around the globe. And that, along with a university that is geared specifically to and uniquely providing medical students with the information they need to be successful in military settings. We call it the Uniformed Services University for Health Sciences.
Hey, Alan, I understand you recently took this role with the retirement of Dr. Ward Cassells, the previous Assistant Secretary of Health Affairs. Prior to that, you led the department's Force Health Protection and Readiness Programs, where you have come to be known as the go-to official in the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. Could you take a moment and give us an overview of the history and mission of the Force Health Protection and Readiness Programs?
Well, I arrived in the Office of Health Affairs as the deputy there for Force Health Protection in January of 2002, shortly after 9/11. 2001. And I was one of four deputy assistant secretaries in direct support of the Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs. And the mission there was to support the department by identifying medical policy as it related to operational medicine, specifically to ensure that the force was healthy, fit, and protected, and prepared to respond to any military demand across the whole Department of Defense population, but even more specifically to make sure that the medical population was trained and ready to do their mission in operational settings. I spent a lot of time over the years since we were engaged in Afghanistan and then Iraq to make sure that we had our DoD deployment medicine policies and programs up to snuff and ready to go and constantly improving since we were engaged in ongoing operations. We spent a significant amount of time building new procedures, expanding resources and commitments to support those missions across the board. And so there was significant energy in medical logistics, health surveillance around the globe, identifying emerging infectious diseases, expanding our role as international partners with the State Department to improve the capability and capacity of our allied countries in delivering healthcare and specifically with respect to surveillance. We expanded and improved the models that we use for assuring that the Department of Defense and its medical assets were prepared to provide support here in the United States for any kind of public health emergency. We spent a lot of time re-engineering the deployment systems, the screening processes, and so forth. We updated and expanded capacity to capture health in theaters of operation electronically in records so that the information about their health problems during operations could be captured and used as a part of the long-term health of those individuals. Investing significantly and restructuring the way in which we conduct and identify research to improve our outcomes. And that's a short list.
So notwithstanding your broad responsibilities and this short list, what are some of the biggest challenges you face in your current position? And what would you like to most focus on as you take on this new role?
Wow. First of all, I think it's an understatement to say that this is a complex healthcare system. In fact, it's among the largest and certainly the most dynamic healthcare organizations in the world. And each component has a role and a responsibility that needs to be coordinated effectively with every other component. So it's as much herding cats as it is making sure that we keep the focus of our work in mind, and that is our patients and our population. Keeping them at the forefront of what we're doing and then organizing ourselves to make their issues less burdensome is really our biggest challenge and focus. We have been engaged in more than 7 years of continuous concurrent military operations around the globe, and having to sustain medical capability and to assure that the force that deploys to those locations are fit to be able to perform effectively is a ongoing challenge. To date, we've deployed more than 95,000 medical personnel to provide support to our warfighters in many different functional areas, all of which has helped to improve and actually result in the lowest disease and non-battle injury rate ever, as well as the lowest mortality rate ever in any previous conflict. So I think the things that we need to focus on for the future is to improve the access to care for our beneficiary population. Another priority would be to increase the consistency and quality of care across our system. This is an ongoing goal for any healthcare delivery system, but for a population of providers and beneficiaries that move a lot, this is a particular challenge. So we are looking at ways to improve understanding what we know and making sure what we know is known everywhere in our system so that as our patients and our providers move, they get the information they need when they need it and that the best possible practice is made available to them at any given place. Another is to control the cost of healthcare. Clearly, the Department of Defense is no different than any other organization. The cost of healthcare is important, and we're trying our best to contain those costs in any way that we can. And lastly, we want to improve our information technology programs to better serve both our providers and our patients, give them access to their health records, and to improve the accuracy and quality of the data therein.
That's great. Thank you. What is Force Health Protection? We will ask Ellen Embry, Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.